Whore's Brothel presents... Legs.
I'm gonna say that, so you run down the stairs because you've got a little bit of light, and you get like down two steps and realize that it is a pit of blackness descending below you, and you run in and the door starts to close and you're like, eh, wait a minute, and you hold the door open. It's like you guys are literally descending in pitch blackness at this point.
John, get your ass back up here.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You continue searching the room, yeah? Yes. So you sort of leave the bathroom and the bedroom, or the two left.
Okay.
Who's searching?
I'll search the bathroom.
Okay, in the bathroom, you start moving some things, and something scurries past you again.
Was that it again or no?
Who knows what it was? It's probably a rat, like you said.
Again, I just sort of jump a little to the side. I'm like, Jesus.
You find a number, as you sort of moving around with the candle, you find a number of toiletries, like you would expect for a man and a woman.
Is there a medicine cabinet in there?
In a hotel? No, probably not.
Some of them have. Is there a plunger in there?
Sure.
I'm going to pick up the plunger so I have something in my hand in case something scuttles at me again so I can whack it.
There you go.
Using this as a weapon.
The door to the bedroom, you go in. You find clothes of a man and a woman lie strewn about. There is a camera bag sitting on the bed with some video accessories. Assuming you're searching thoroughly. You find a second spidery sewn inside the camera bag.
They look identical?
Yeah. I mean, one of them might be a little more chipped than the other, but yeah, they're clearly, you know. Okay. They're both made out of natural objects, so it doesn't have that factory. They both look the same, but yes, they're the same heft.
I mean, like, so the etching in them is the same?
Yes, absolutely. You guys give me an idea roll?
Yep.
Yep.
Cell phones provide a pretty good light.
No, okay, they don't. Not in the 90s.
In the 90s, because that's going to be different.
Shh. What? Cell phones provide a good light.
Okay.
My leather pouch phone.
We need some candles we can bring over.
That's true. I'm not saying there aren't better sources of light, but I'm saying you could hobble down the stairs with a cell phone light if you wanted to. Now, do you have your cell phones on you, or are they in your pants back in the...
I need to run back to the room.
Yeah.
And put on those pants.
I go back to my room to look for tools.
Okay. What are you looking for specifically?
And pants, for the love of God.
A lighter or a electronic device that has a screen that might illuminate.
Your cell phone will give you a few feet of light. I mean, in pitch black, the glow is enough that it will give you some semblance of light.
Okay.
As for a lighter, since you came up with it, I'll give you half a luck roll on whether or not one of you is a smoker and has a lighter around.
Yeah, I was going to ask that actually earlier. Like, do we not get
it? You got it?
I got it.
Like,
you have a lighter. One of you happens to be a smoker.
Okay. And it's one of those big, long campfire lighters, too.
It's the big ones.
I ain't burning my thumb in the dark.
Absolutely.
I'm going to check on them.
Would we have found some sort of flame source other than the candles in that room as well? Something that'll light
it,
the candles
it makes sense. I'm going to say you find a book of matches.
Okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll holler in at them. You guys haven't found any kind of light, have you?
There's some candles in here that are already lit.
Okay.
They probably have an hour or two of life.
Are there any candles that have not been lit laying around?
Okay, can I see the camera? Is it somewhere where I can see it? Is there a light on it?
It's in my hand.
He's still holding a camcorder, yes. Yeah.
Is there a light on it?
Camcorder and a plunger.
Are there instructions to this camera?
No.
This bag?
But I like that. No.
Come on, luck roll.
Photography or electronics repair?
Nope.
How about you, Severns?
No roll.
I am...
No roll?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
You know how to operate the camera.
Okay.
I am going to do a quick shout to see why the hell anyone else hasn't come out of their room in the whole hotel, or to see for any other signs of life from standing from where I'm at.
Okay. So you go,
Hello!
Hello, is anyone there? And then...
crickets, man. Just crickets.
At this point, I break off a piece of furniture.
Sure.
Wrap my pants that I'm not wearing around the end of it and set them on fire with the lighter to use as a torch.
You're going to need some oil, though, right?
Nah, pants are fine.
In the 90s? In the 80s, they were flammable.
Hot pants.
Are you wearing jorts?
There's got to be some... What's a good roll here? I need an outdoorsy roll.
Survival?
Do you have craft? Are you one of the characters with craft?
I do.
Would be under art.
I do not. I do not.
Anybody else seeing a outdoorsy roll?
Mechanical repair is usually what we do for craft sometimes, but I don't, it's just another option.
Sure, I'll let you roll your mechanical repair. It's not quite mechanical, but I need an outdoorsy roll, and then you'll have the things that I want.
Natural history?
I fail.
You're close. You're like, why won't denim light on fire? Okay. Give me an idea roll. Bed sheets.
I fail to...
Bed sheets.
Fail to have an idea of that.
Oh, no. You got that idea. Bed sheets.
Bed sheets, pillowcase.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Wrap that
much
around.
More flammable.
Wrap it around the leg of the table that I broke off.
I'll walk back, since we're not doing it, I'll walk back into the other, our room, and see what the hell he's doing.
Luck roll from the three of you.
Yep.
Yep.
Where's my luck? Yes.
Okay. Combat five, Trey.
We don't know what it's for.
I do.
What is that? Ooh, that failed.
Really getting itchy now. Really.
Do we notice him, like, scratching and, like, acting weird?
You left the room.
I left the room. Okay, that's fair enough. But
I'm looking at the camera.
You're still in the room, but you're looking at the camera.
Can I roll a luck on if one of us has a Swiss Army knife?
Sure.
Something we carry?
Yeah. Nope, you do not carry a Swiss Army knife. Are you playing back the footage?
Yeah, I'll look at it.
Are you watching the footage?
Yeah.
I know you are.
Since they've all gone back to the room, I'll go with, follow.
Okay, so...
with the stones.
Okay, so you've got two stones.
I'll hook it up to the TV.
Yeah.
Probably fit in your pocket, yeah.
Huh?
I'll hook it up to the TV.
Sure. Why? It's got no power.
I got the bag.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sounds great.
I have the bag. Is there any accessories in this bag that are worth anything?
I mean, there was clearly a tripod. There was clearly, you know, something.
Carry a tripod. All
right.
I still have a plunger, man.
Yeah.
And you've got a torch now.
Mm-hmm. And my lighter. In my pocket.
I'm not going to go.
I wouldn't mind.
Well, no, it's tucked into my underwear line.
Wouldn't mind having a pocket knife myself. But
you guys walk in to see some partially attempted. You see some pants that are kind of flamed a little bit. They got a little bit of streaks on them.
Scorch marks.
Scorch mark.
What'd you do to your pants, man? Did you have the beans last night?
As the footage starts, so is everyone watching?
No, we're not even in the same room as
them. Yeah, well, I thought he was in the old room, right? Or the
he's in the I'm in the murder room, whatever.
Okay, so you two are watching it. You guys are back in the other room. Okay, I thought you were going back over.
We're trying to figure out how to make a torch, apparently.
As the footage starts, you quickly realize that it was filmed in this room. The image shows Lauren Richards, alive and well and clad only in her underwear, standing in a red circle in the center of the room. Surrounding the circle are a number of candles, which appear to have been burning for some time. She stands facing the camera with one hand on her hip and the other holding a small gray object. "You're sure this is right?" she says. A man's voice, apparently that of the person holding the camera, replies, "You bet. Go ahead. This should be great." Lauren sighs, takes what appears to be a stone in both hands, closes her eyes, and begins reciting something in a language you do not recognize. After just a few seconds, she opens her eyes and looks at the camera with a quizzical expression, to which the camera bobs slightly up and down as if the person holding it was nodding. She gently tosses the stone towards the camera and recites the strange passage again. As she does so, you see large boil-like growths suddenly erupt from her skin across her entire body. The growths quickly swell and burst with a spray of blood, pus, and black ichor as dozens of what appear to be large black hairy spiders emerge from the growths and leap across the
room. Dozens?
Dozens.
There were a lot of holes in her body on that picture.
You hear a man's voice cry out as the camera falls to the ground. The camera lays sideways on the ground and you can clearly see Lauren's body with a man hunched over it crying, "No, no, not Lauren. We were supposed to be protected." The man then staggers to his feet, stumbles out of view. sand check, please.
Not for us.
Oh, fail.
Just barely made it.
One if you pass, 1d3 if you fail. How you doing on sand over there, Troy?
I am at 28.
Whoa. What'd you start at?
35.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to go a little cuckoo crazy right now. I won't roll it because it'll be really, really obnoxious. Because technically at this point you get, I believe it's termed an indefinite insanity. Mm-hmm. So this character, surviving the predicament he has found himself in, will be slightly crazy for the next, 3 to 4 months. Based on what has happened thus far.
Huh. If I live.
If. We'll see. It's possible. You don't know. You don't even know what's going on.
I ask him to play back the part with where she's talking the words.
Okay.
He rewinds it, plays it again.
Can I remember those words?
Give me...
I mean, phonetically even, just, you know, Klaatu, Varata, no.
I was going to say, just sort of...
Ie Jesu Domine.
Go ahead and recite them out loud.
Most hotels
and make sure you got them right.
I will give you an intelligence roll, int times one.
Oh, God.
It's low, man. You've been doing a lot of low rolls, though.
Not really.
Close.
Too off.
You got some of it. You're not quite sure about that second bit. She did recite for several minutes, so
okay.
You there's some parts that you probably could remember. You're an intelligent dude.
I guess we have the camera. Turn the camera off. Let's conserve some batteries. Is there extra battery in that bag?
Luck roll.
No.
Nope.
You can't find anything.
What about tribal men over there?
I put on my slightly attempted to be burnt pants and find shoes.
Sure.
And socks, because I know that there's little things running around.
Yeah.
I'll probably grab shoes myself.
So I will close
my
feet.
I probably fell asleep in my shoes.
You probably also noticed that someone makes a cry of alarm from the other room.
Okay. I run with torch in hand to now clothed from the waist down to the other room.
I run with plunger in hand to do the same.
So we've got tripod, we've got camera, we've got torch, and we've got plunger.
Yep. Fantastic. So there's a camera bag, right?
There is a camera bag.
I'll pack it up, sling it over the shoulder. Fire extinguisher in the hall?
Yes.
Grab one.
Okay. There also is a fire hose right next to the fire extinguisher.
Interesting.
Drapes also are flammable. If you're looking for more flammable things. You figure that, you haven't opened the windows, but you figure they got the heavy on the one side and then the thin cheesecloth on the other, so if you need more flammable.
I will put drapes in a metal trash can, light them on fire, set the trash can at the doorway so that we can find our way back in lieu of loss of light.
So I'm not touching the fact that if this is a modern building and you're setting fires in it, you'd probably be setting sprinklers off all over the place, because those are based on heat. It's not outside. You're inside a building.
Is the courtyard's inside?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was an outside thing.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You ever been in a hotel where you go up and there's a big open spot in the middle?
Yeah. Usually I feel like that's an outside courtyard.
Then it would rain on the front desk.
Yeah, I guess I'm just picturing it different than you are.
All right, hold on. Let me scroll to the map.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine. I see what you're saying.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not open.
Gotcha.
So, the important part here, now that I got to scroll back up.
What else do you want me to look at in there?
It doesn't matter. You can look at it. It's not going to help you.
No, probably not.
Make me a sand check, Mr. Pilot. Somebody mixed his dice up.
Did you ever forget?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lost my ability to discern shapes.
Discern shapes.
No, not good.
You fail?
Fail.
1d6.
Damn.
So you need to roll a d6.
What is he losing?
The red one.
I haven't gotten that far yet. How many did we lose?
One.
One.
Oh, okay. So lose one.
On my
sanity. You pull back the drapes, and you see nothing. You see a vast, featureless landscape lit by stars. It is the surface of the goddamn moon. Like, it is... You see off in the distance, like, maybe there are some mountains. You are sure as hell not in Kansas anymore.
Or Chicago.
Oh, so you literally mean, like, the surface of the moon. I thought you just meant it's pitch black. And...
No. Like, you see a vast, featureless plain. No street, no sidewalks, no nothing.
Awesome.
So you guys kind of hear, I'm assuming you're all standing around, you kind of, he throws back the windows and you guys kind of hear, reactions?
You're right on there, man?
I would go investigate as well.
Okay. So you're going, anybody else?
I just kind of holler at him.
Sure.
I need a sand check from the baker. Are you investigating?
No, I'm hollering at him.
Okay.
Yes.
You pass. D3.
2.
And make me a spot hidden while you're at it.
Nope.
Okay. Again, vast featureless plain. This is like, I'm trying to think of, like, we're talking like the steppes of Asia. Like, it's just, you can see for miles. It appears to be just a dusty. Yep.
A lot of good song references in this game, yes. Good
astronomy stuff. Roll. Good luck, Chuck.
It's a 0.
Yeah.
The scientist might
have. I will give you a...
God damn it, Troy.
Education roll.
Not the kind of scientist.
An education roll at base.
There it is. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get that.
You never know.
No.
Luck rolls from the three of you. Not you.
Oh.
I don't remember. Bad luck. I know.
Fail.
Pass.
Pass. Luck from you.
Oh.
Can I keep that roll for something better?
Mm-mm.
Ooh. No. Shit. No.
What the heck? Mosquito. Right on your chest. And you, left arm. Ow, what the? That kind of hurt.
Do I notice this?
Spot hidden roll.
I'm in the room with them.
I know, but there's something else you're looking at.
Impale.
You do notice them both go, ow, relatively at the same time.
Yeah.
You look out the window, and you see lights.
Okay.
Okay.
Floating lights.
Are you approaching the...
Yeah.
You see what appears to be a fire truck outside in the parking lot.
Okay.
At this point, I guess I'll walk in the room because they're taking so long.
But I'm still seeing...
Are you looking out the window?
I guess I'll have to. It's wide open.
Sand check, please.
I'm still seeing...
Like, you're seeing that they're
the millions of Saturn.
Hot 4. I'm good.
1d3. You see a long featureless plane. That's 1. Also, give me a spot hidden while you're at it.
Certainly. Fail.
Okay. You see what it looks like. There, maybe something happened at the building. You don't know. There's several ambulances, a couple of fire trucks. People are milling about. The cops seem to be, like, roping things off. There are people, like, standing and looking up at the building. That's what you see.
In the parking lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
But beyond the parking lot...
Beyond the parking lot, you see O'Hare in the distance, you see some lights blinking, you see a plane landing.
Do you still have the stones on you?
I no longer see...
They're staring at the window and you're like, what the hell are you guys staring at?
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
So you don't even know that what we're seeing.
I thought I did.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Do you have stones on you?
Yes.
Are they in your hand where I can see them?
In my pocket.
It's Troy. You think he's going to share things with people in the group?
No, this is not an intentional hiding. I
knew he had them in his pocket.
I picked him up and put him in my pocket.
Because
I'm a scientist, I'm curious about shit, okay? Is that okay?
Con roll. Con by 4.
Ooh. Pass.
Okay. Itch. It's really itching.
Do I notice these guys now, like, finally itching and scratching since I'm in the
No,
room?
See, yeah, but I've been trying to say this for a while, but I want to explain to the group. Pretty sure what we saw in the movie is happening, and I'm getting a real bad itch, so I feel like a spider's going to burst out of my chest any minute. So we can find, like, a sharp object. so I can stop that from happening. That'd be great. Anybody else feeling itchy?
See, he already rolled for that. I was going to roll for a pocket knife, but he already rolled for... What can I roll for myself for a pocket
knife? Sure, why not?
What did you say, luck roll?
Yeah. Just do you carry one?
I have one.
All right, you have a pocket knife.
I take off the end of my plunger and start sharpening it.
Okay, you are making a wooden stake. Ian?
I...
You haven't got to make a spot hidden roll. Will you please make me a spot hidden roll?
Close.
No, you're down at the bottom there.
Fail.
Okay.
May I suggest that we use the torch to sterilize the pocket knife if we are to do any sort of poking or prodding our individuals to sterilize?
Sure. I mean, I was just trying to make a sharp stick here. So, I guess we'll heat up the pocket knife to sterilize it?
I don't see a reason why we need to do that. I don't want to stick a burning blade in my chest.
Well, you don't want it to get infected either.
We can let it cool. I just want to heat it up.
Infection, not worried about at this point.
Okay. Pocket knife, torch, that's great. Where the fuck are we?
We're in Chicago.
Does that look like Chicago to you?
Yes.
What?
No, like, what seriously?
What are you seeing?
What you're seeing Chicago?
Yeah. You always go see like, the people sitting down there with the fire trucks and the ambulances and...
What fucking people? We're on like another planet, man.
No.
This is like the most modern thing ever. Was there acid in your baked goods this morning?
No!
I don't believe you. Oh, man.
Wait, what time is it?
It's night.
But, yeah.
But like, time
frame. You gotta
like
watch.
We might have known what time it was before we went to bed.
Oh, no, your watches are still working. I mean, they're still ticking. It's probably 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Ish.
This is so messed up. Now, all right, would I have the idea to think of the stones?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I saw the stones in the video.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw him put them in his pocket.
And... him say something about them supposed to be protected.
Yes.
Did you guys find these?
Yeah, I got two of them.
Let me see one.
I pull one out and hand it out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, it's Chicago.
Okay.
I'm just going to have you make a sound check just because. Yeah, I know. That's really fucking weird.
Yep.
Ooh, I'll give you a D3 because it was a D3 to not see Chicago. So I'm going to give you a D3 to see Chicago. Lose that sand.
What happened? Yes.
The hallucination's gone now.
I'm going to pull the stone out of my pocket and like set it down.
Okay.
What do I see?
Roll me that sand check.
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty adjusted to this craziness. What am I doing? Okay. Yeah.
You're failed. D6, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby.
Oh, here we go. Your lips are babbling now.
Roll me a...
Not so funny
six?
Now!
Did you mark 6 or 3? It was only 3.
He marked 6.
No, he...
6.
Yeah.
Roll me an idea.
I thought it was a D3.
You want to fail this.
Oh, I want to fail this.
You did not fail that at all. You impaled that.
So...
That odd 6 has been rolling really good for you today.
If you roll 5 or 6, If you lose 5 or more in one shot, you get a chance of gaining a temporary insanity. Your one chance is to suppress that, because it can't be true. It can't be true. So Troy's character sets the stone down, looks up, sees the planes of God knows what, and goes, that's true, and just snaps because of it. Now I gotta find a fun little chart in here. Wherever the hell that chart is, because Lucas has my book where I know what the page the chart is on.
Oh, it's actually my card. You want to go get it?
It's a little late now! Roll me a d6.
6!
6 is never good.
I get to roll now. Wow. Okay. You... Man.
This is intense, man.
You now have... Again, I'd like to point out.
We've never done this in our
company. Lucas, so. We are now playing with, what edition is this? Fourth. So I've got the fourth edition rulebook here, which is a bit of a bitch compared to the 6.5. So you can blame this on Lucas.
I can go get the book.
It's no, absolutely not.
All right.
You now are afraid of heights, open places, people, bacteria, and pins and needles.
Oh my god, this has been so real.
And we're going to say, for the next about 3 minutes.
Okay.
So, using that, you literally, make me a spot hidden too. That's probably part of it. Okay.
It's an impale.
It is an impale, which is great.
Another one. Another hot stick.
You may lose more sand.
What?
Are you on that? Absolutely.
Give the guy a break.
Notice the details about the Plains of Leng.
Absolutely you do. So, using the fear of pins, fear of heights, fear of open spaces, fear of people, and what was the fifth one that I said?
Pins and needles.
Pins and needles, bacteria.
Bacteria.
Ah.
So, you run with that for the next few minutes, however you want. I just need to see... No, you do not lose additional sand. So, you set the stone down. You see the plains of some unknown place. Please, play your insanity.
I'm afraid of all these things.
Yes.
I'm in open spaces.
Yeah.
I'm going to run into the bathroom and shut the door.
Okay.
And lock the door.
Okay.
And jump in the tub and just, like...
So you guys see him put
tuck
the...
up into a ball and...
You guys see him set the stone down, go... and just run into the bathroom.
What the hell was that,
bro?
Man?
I peed on the floor in there.
Go to my bathroom.
No, we're in the murder room.
Roll luck not to slip in a puddle of piss.
High or low?
High.
Yes, you don't go into the piss-covered bathroom.
So I would know my own bathroom.
In a fit of insanity?
Yes.
you guys see that. You see a drop, you see a scream, you see this character run into the other room and slam the door.
You all right, man?
I'm going to pick up the stone that he set down and toss it to Lucas's character.
Lucas.
Wait. Can I roll something to see if I can actually catch it?
Make me a dex times 5.
So you can dodge.
Right, now you're making
or me you can dodge.
You're making me do math, man.
It's 10. It's 50.
I had to figure out what it was.
You catch the stone. Pass.
Sanity check?
Yes, sir. Let's all go nuts.
Pass.
1d3. Chicago appears.
All right. So what is that?
Three.
I'm like, whoa! And I toss it off to my left over to John.
Would you like to dodge the stone or would you like to attempt to catch
it? I would like to attempt to catch the stone.
Dex times 5, please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you catch it. Give me that sweet, sweet sand roll.
Pass.
Yep, pass.
1d3 as you see Chicago appear. Lucas, you see it disappear.
Roll a d6. So one. So take one off your stand.
Luck roll, Lucas.
Luck?
Yep.
Pass. 21 out of 75.
Okay. Con by 5, con by 5, con by 4.
Miss.
Got it.
You got it. I'm really starting to get itchy. You're shirtless, so you can see the you know what's going on. You can probably turn your arm, so you can turn and see it. It's becoming a bit warm, and it's turned kind of a bright red.
Hmm.
It's definitely inflamed.
Question.
Yeah.
How can they see it if it's dark? And they can't tell what color.
He's holding a goddamn torch.
Oh, right, okay. That makes sense.
He's got streetlights flooding in.
Am I noticing this happening right now?
I'm sure you see him go and scratching.
You guys are all right? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm watching out the window. What exactly is going on?
You see what looks like they appear to be setting up, like, barricades, and you see a lot of people, like, shouting at each other, and... Again, you're 10 stories up, so you're just kind of seeing furried activity. There seem to be more and more people arriving.
Furried activity?
Yes.
That's the wrong kind of con, man.
Absolutely. Shout out to all the furry brothel listeners.
He doesn't word so good.
Shut up, Lucas. You're seeing a lot of activity.
Okay. Sorry.
Motherfucker.
While holding the stone, I run to check the hallway.
Nothing appears to have changed.
While holding the stone, I suggest to the guys that we break the window.
Okay.
And let whatever could be out on this who God knows what planet in. You crazy?
Here, hold the stone.
I've seen it, man. I've seen it.
And we will shout at the firemen together.
You can attempt to break it.
Well, I will attempt to break it.
With?
Dick.
you can try. And I'll just ride back out.
I will
Is this see. Like a large here, window?
Yes.
So like one you could probably kick into?
Here, Terry, hold this torch.
Okay.
I then, while holding the stone, break another leg off the table that I got the torch
absolutely.
Leg from, and then try to bash the window in.
What is your strength?
STR at the top.
12.
I'm apparently weak. 5.
Okay, make a roll. What'd you get?
Fail. 86.
So you guys see him take this table leg, and you see him hit the glass, and you see it kind of go, dong! Not quite strong enough to break the glass. Not with that roll, anyway. You come to in a bathroom, shivering.
Ugh.
Unsure what's going on.
Am I no longer fearful of previous things?
You're not fearful, but you're definitely not in a good place.
Okay. I'll get out of the tub and, like, crack open the door.
Y'all good in there, buddy?
Guys, where are we?
Oh, by the way, you saw probably what made you go a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You saw movement in the distance. Like, you know how you see in the old movies, like, in the distance, they're riding the horses and you're seeing dust kick up? You were seeing that. Like, all across the horizon.
Like?
Something's coming.
Like a dust storm, essentially?
Yeah, something's coming. Probably lots of somethings. Maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Reasons.
I will go back out into the room and go to pick up the stone that I dropped.
Not
it's
there.
It's not there. He's got it.
Right now, he's holding it.
No, he's the one that they had been tossing around.
There's two. He's holding one.
He's holding one. The other one is being held by Ian's character at the moment. Because he was trying to break the window
no,
while holding
you tossed
stone.
It to him.
No, I picked up the one that you set down and tossed it to him.
So at one point, he had
the
both.
One.
No, I gave you one. You tossed it to him before I dropped mine.
No,
no.
You put yours down.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It's on the fucking recording. You want to rewind it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Regardless, you were in possession of one that you set down that is no longer there. So right now, stone is there and there.
Okay.
So are you trying to find the stone?
I'm assuming it's fairly stone? Obviously in your hand and in your hand. I mean, neither one of you probably put it in your pocket.
No.
So you walk out, you see those two with stones in their hand. You see him attempting to break the window with a chair leg and failing.
Right.
This is a long shot. But I'm calling the front desk.
You pick up the phone. There's
no signal.
No noise.
Okay.
So there's people down there. Let's go down there.
Are we sure there's people down there?
What about the cell phone that you said I had?
No service.
No service on the moon, man.
No bars.
Okay.
Chicago sucks.
Oops. No bars.
No one can hear you now.
Verizon hasn't put those towers on the plateau.
It's
yet.
Actually, it's probably Singular Wireless still at this point. Yes.
No, Singular one exists in the 90s.
Yeah, we had a cell phone from Singular in the 90s.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it had to be like 98, 99.
All right, what do you guys want to do?
I am going downstairs and outside.
Okay, headed downstairs.
Everybody, I'm just declaring. Like,
that's what you want to do?
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
You done making a fool of yourself with this window?
I'm done trying to feebly break the window.
Would somebody mind if I took one of those stones back?
I don't have one.
That's fine. You can have my stone.
Okay. I very hurriedly grab the stone.
Okay. You feel safer with the stone?
I feel safer for the...
Okay.
Okay.
I propose, since we must use the stairs, that we light some object on fire.
He says, holding a torch.
While holding the torch, and toss the non-torch item down the stairwell to light the bottom so we see what we're going into.
You never answered my question earlier.
Sorry,
did the camera have a light on it?
I mean, it probably would. You don't know how long the battery would last.
Right.
Okay.
We use the tape from the cassette of the camera to propel, or to repel down the...
we need this tape.
I'm curious. The stairwell.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys want to watch the tape?
No, I'm good. The stairwell.
Share that sand loss.
The stairwell with that.
Y'all going down with me.
Yeah, it's not a straight drop to the bottom floor, right? It'll probably zigzag.
No, it does the normal stairwell thing where it goes.
Right. Dropping something down.
Down the center of the square, there should be
space. I mean, it's a clear path. Yeah, no, there's space in the middle if you wanted to throw something down there. Now, whether or not your throw will be straight enough that it will make it to the
bottom floor. Well, if you hold something over, just drop it straight down.
I don't think throwing flammable objects is a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
We can just all make torches and walk down.
You guys carry torches. I will carry the fire extinguisher.
Oh.
I think carrying the fire extinguisher is a good idea. I still think throwing a flame down the staircase is a good idea in case there is something else at the bottom.
Let's just go down the stairs, man. Okay. We got some torches.
Okay.
Let's roll.
Okay.
I'll drop it. I mean, I don't want to drop it. I'll drop my argument.
Get the mattress.
I've done this before in college. A mattress will slide right down those things. Bang all the way down. Usually makes it to the basement. So you guys proceed down with your torch and everything else. Luck roll.
7. Super pass.
Con by 4 for the other 3.
I should never have to roll again with that.
Yep.
Fail.
Yes.
Mega fail or just...
Damn.
Pretty bad fail.
98.
98.
Ooh.
Fumble?
Or is it 99-100?
It's really itchy now. It's about half an inch wide now, and there's, like, faint red lines, like blood poisoning, leading away from the spot.
Like the Iron Man thing?
Yeah.
I request the Swiss Army knife that I may heat up at this point and press against my itchy, throbbing whatever.
Okay, I'm not touching your itchy, I'm not touching your
I'll
itchy
do it
throbbing
myself.
Whatever. Like, can you? Well, okay. It's on your chest. Are you able to see that yourself well enough to do that by yourself?
I've got the torch. I heat it up, and then I take it and I press it against it.
I will allow you to roll first aid or medicine by half.
Which one's better for you? Are they both at base?
Well, first aid's higher, way higher base. So
I've got first aid at 60.
Not other people roll.
Shit. I fail.
You stab yourself in the lungs.
Roll me a D3.
One.
Lose one hit point. So you take this thing and you heat it up, and you guys are watching him take the pocket knife, and then you guys just see him like jab it against his chest, and you kind of because it hurts. It hurts a lot. It's very painful. Doesn't appear to affect the bump a whole lot, other than now you're burned on top of that bump.
That'll learn you.
I knew it was a good idea.
Give me the knife back, man.
Okay.
You guys slowly make your way. You're now at the 9th floor.
I'm going to hit the
bottom.
Just
keep going until we get to the bottom. Yeah.
Keep going.
We wouldn't have any idea where anybody else was.
We can't see
where anybody else was staying.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
You definitely would think that, obviously, this is a business hotel, so there are some people here who are not attending the con. Because it definitely wasn't filled to capacity. I mean, a 10-story building, there are a lot of rooms here. But yeah, no, you guys came as a foursome, so you don't have, you know, you didn't know that your buddy Joey was staying on the 7th or anything like that.
No, I'm thinking the director of the movie.
He'd probably
was the guy that jumped. Just a thought.
Could be.
We don't know that.
No. Yeah, just...
Ideally.
Guessing.
Wait, okay.
And who was Fazoli?
He was the
real organizer. Yeah. Real Italian, real fast?
Yeah.
Franchisee.
He owns a restaurant of some kind.
Okay.
You should get to know the guy, because he bake things. Question of curiosity. You guys watched that tape, right? Did you recognize anybody else's voice on there?
Would I have recognized the guy's voice?
No.
No?
He didn't really speak.
Yeah, he did.
The director?
Mm-hmm. You heard somebody say, oh, no, not...
We were supposed to be protected.
But yeah. We didn't hear him speak earlier.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember if he spoke before the film started or not. Okay, you're right.
So you guys continue down. You're now at the 8th floor. Mm-hmm. As you guys pass the 8th floor landing and start heading down to the 7th, the door bangs open, and you see a male in his 30s run straight towards the pilot. And he screams, light, light, give me that light.
Easy, man. Take it easy.
He's reaching for your torch. You basically get one action. You can either let him have it, or you can push him away.
Or you can let him have it, man.
Yeah, you can let him have it, or you can let him have it.
Push him away.
Okay. I need a dodge, a punch, or a kick roll. Whichever you would prefer.
Dive, duck, dodge.
What's your highest value?
What do you got? A punch is a pretty good one.
But you got grapple at 30.
Grapple at 30. My fist punch is 50%.
Yep, that'll work.
Go ahead. Whatever you want to roll.
Son of a bitch!
56.
Okay. So this guy wrestles with you for a minute, and he snags your torch and begins running down the stairs at full bore.
Does anybody else get an action?
No. He just kind of runs in, quickly takes the light, and takes off.
Okay.
Leaving you guys lightless at the moment?
No, we all have torches.
No, we all have torches.
Oh, you all made... When did you all make torches?
They all, before we left. These two made torches
Was I in the before bathroom? We left.
Okay, no, I think only you two
I took
torches,
the fire extinguisher.
So I think there's only one other torch case. Left. So I don't have a torch. I just have a poke
So
stick.
You have a torch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we don't need to light anything on fire and drop it down the bottom.
go after him.
You guys.
Well, yeah, he's running.
Yeah, so can we like double move?
You guys hear? You guys hear? And he got down about a flight and a half, and then you hear a scream and a crunch, and the scream stops.
Can we still see the flicker of the flame, or did it go out?
Are you leaning over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I would imagine I could still see the flicker of a flame without having to lean down and look. It's only down one flight.
Yes, that's... I'm just asking if you're looking.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'll look.
Okay.
I did not look.
Please roll me sand.
Yep.
Yep.
You all pass?
Yep.
Motherfuckers. lose one.
Motherfucker.
You guys don't see much. You see the torch, and it's creating some illumination down there. And you see that you just catch a glimpse of the body being dragged by massive, furry, thin, spindly legs. Something is moving. Something that is almost as wide as the stairwell. And you just kind of see it start... Like I said, you're not getting a great angle, but the light is helping the torch down there. Sort of just... And, like, you see it, sort of, these legs snatch the body and then...
Massive, like, Shelob massive, or, like, the size of a German Shepherd?
Much more realm of Shelob. We're talking...
You didn't see it, though.
No, I'm just, I'm just trying to get context.
We're talking a leg that's 6 feet long and, you know, 8-9 inches in diameter.
I back up, I'm like, whoa.
Does the door slam on that floor...
No, you don't hear any door slamming.
You just see it scoot.
Right.
You just see the body seem to scoot down the stairs, and you catch just a glimpse of it.
You guys see that?
Yep.
All right, you're right. Screw this. Let's find a different stairwell. So I would like to go out the nearest door above me.
What
so
floor did we go down?
You're currently sitting on the landing of the 8th.
Eighth. But so let's go back out to the courtyard, down the hall to the other stairwell.
On the eighth floor.
What floor did that guy exit from?
He exited the eighth, took your torch, ran down to like 7.5, 6.
And then got 8.
I worry that he was exiting running from something. So perhaps we should go a floor or two higher to then...
That just brings us back up to the 10th.
It does. But we could find other ways to descend, a la bed sheets. They're repelling.
Okay, I get what you're saying. It's going to take a really long time to construct that, and it has to be sturdy enough for us to get down before we fall and die.
Well, even if we're up there, we could still
find bed sheet parachute.
Yeah, but we should be able to get to the other stairwell on the eighth floor.
So is there one stairwell that spirals around that goes down?
No, you've got one in each corner of the square.
So if we go out onto the courtyard on the eighth floor and go to another corner, we'll go to a different stairwell. That's what I'm saying.
We don't know
without going back all the way up to the top.
Okay, we can risk encountering whatever he was running from.
Okay.
As
we were watching, he came out of the eighth floor.
Yes.
Onto the stairway, grabbed the torch, ran down. There wasn't anything chasing him, especially not Shelob size.
Not that we know of.
Not that you know of.
Not that we know of.
Something was waiting for him.
Idea roll?
He could have been entrapped, man.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Okay.
That he was running from something?
No. It seems like he may have been running from something, but the idea roll was to realize that, yes, it was like something snagged him when he got to a certain level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Screw this, man. Let's go to a different stairwell.
Okay.
So you guys are going onto the eighth floor.
Onto the eighth floor.
Yeah. You open it.
I say we go down one.
Dude got 8 down there. Right. I don't want to go down one.
He went down.
He passed seven.
More than a flight.
He passed 7.
He did pass 7. You're pretty sure.
I said we go to 7.
7 is still closer to whatever the hell ate the guy.
But he ran. Okay. He ran away from something on this floor.
Yep.
All right. Let's do it. 7th floor. 7th floor courtyard is where we'll head to.
Okay.
Okay. It's only a matter of time before I try and build a plane out of bed sheets.
Use those pilot skills, man.
So you guys go down to the 7th.
Yep.
Okay. As you guys get down to the 7th, you do see the torches flickering. You've got 10, then you kind of go down half a flight, then you go down and it's 9. Then you go down half a flight, and then it's 8. Then you go down half a flight. So you can see the torch flickering down there. Like, basically another flight of stairs down, you'll see that your torch is there. It's still lit.
Leave it, bro.
And you guys are going across on 7 is the idea?
Yeah.
Are you going through that door on 7?
Yes.
Okay. As you guys open the door on 7, you see a guy standing in the middle of the hallway, like maybe 20 feet from you, and you just, he's scratching, and he sees your light, and he runs right at you guys going, "Oh my god, help, help, get it out,
fire extinguisher."
Easy, man.
Butt of the fire extinguisher, knock his ass out.
Roll me a, let's see if he defines that. He does not. So I'm going to treat that as a punch. So just roll. Fist punch is like 40 or 50%, right?
It's with the metal object. So you get a little extra with that.
He's going to get extra on damage.
Nope. I missed.
All right. So you swing with the butt of the fire extinguisher and miss. And he latches onto 1, 2, 3, 4. Toss me a d4.
Wouldn't he latch onto the person holding the light?
He's asking for help. He's coming to you! And as you see him grab you, his arm starts twitching, and he's, and you guys see as basically something tarantula-sized busts out of his forearm. He faints in your arms, but something tarantula-sized pops out and skitters down that guy's body and down towards the stairwell, the door that's still open.
I'm just waiting for the sanity rule.
I'm going to make the two of you roll sand. You guys have already seen this happen on videotape.
Okay.
So you guys can roll sand.
Not good. Fail.
D3 if you fail.
Pass.
5.
No, 7 is 3.
Oh.
Because you're rolling a D3. So 1 and 2 is 1, 3 and 4.
Right.
So you lose 3 sand.
That's why I asked you earlier when you rolled a D3, you rolled a 6. But I thought you made
He
six
told me to roll a D6.
I thought it was a D3, I'm sorry.
No.
Pass was a D3, fail was a D6.
So there you go. He's now fainted in your arms. And while we're at it, let's do luck roll. And not everybody's a leper roll.
No, yep.
You're still good.
Con by four.
Con by four, con by four, con by three.
Got mine.
Odd eight, nice.
All right. You all itch a little bit as you see this
oh, yeah.
tarantula pop out of this guy's arm. But you're now on the seventh floor. Otherwise, the floor is abandoned. He's bleeding quite profusely from this arm wound.
He's still latched on?
No, he's fainted. I mean, unless... If you're not going to hold on to him, he'll just slump to the floor.
Mm.
I checked his pockets.
What are you looking for?
Whatever he has in his pockets.
Identification tools, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
That's what I'm saying. What are you looking for? And you make a luck roll.
A gun.
How by one half?
Wow.
What are the chances that a gun has...
Not no. good.
No,
found a squirt gun.
I don't know. What would be something useful? He wouldn't have anything useful. Like another lighter, maybe, but... He kind of
well, I still have the lighter.
Yeah, you still got a lighter.
A camera,
that torch is just right there.
Camera battery. No, I don't want the
torch. Okay. Maybe a little... This is just an idea. Guys don't got to turn on me. But, like... just an idea. We've got this guy. He's already screwed.
That's an awful hasty assumption.
We maybe...
What's your first aid?
Finagle down a half 60. Flight of stairs to see if the monstrosity is still there feeding on the other guy near the torch and perhaps bait it
oh
with the body.
God.
To try and get the torch or maybe to buy time to pass.
You know damn well that that guy's still alive. And a first aid check will sustain him.
Okay.
With your knowledge of 60, all you need to do is patch him up and he will live.
Okay. Nope.
You apparently do a real shit job.
Nope, this guy's dead.
It was just an idea. I'm not saying we do, I'm not saying we don't.
It's I mean, it's a pretty macabre idea,
in
bro.
In the realm of possibilities.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get out of here, so let's keep moving.
Okay,
so I say leave him.
You guys are leaving the guy for dead?
We will. Yeah. I'll pull him back on the seventh floor.
Okay.
Hoisting him up and taking him with us.
I leave him at whatever staircase we're at. I leave him as some sort of barricade.
Okay.
At the top of that flight.
Prop him up against the door.
Okay. The doors probably push into the stairwell. That's usually how it works. So.
Well.
Okay. So you're on the seventh. What are you doing?
Going across to the other stairwell.
Finding the next stairwell.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you can either turn to the left or go straight ahead. There's two stairwells there.
Yeah. Let's go straight ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. You go straight ahead. You open the door to another dark stairwell.
We see anything else in here that looks creepy, like webbing or anything?
Listen roll.
Everybody or just him?
Sure.
Fail. You passed.
I heard it.
Let's listen.
It's under L.
Says listen.
Thanks, Dick.
You hear chittering noises below.
Okay.
It's all clear. Go ahead.
Sounds good. You guys go first.
I hear him down there.
You hear what?
Okay.
I don't know.
So if we stop and listen hard enough, I imagine we'll hear it.
It's very, very faint. Very faint. It's very hard for anyone to pick up. He just barely heard it.
Let's back out here and try a different stairwell then.
Yep.
So we'll try the next one.
Okay. Listen rolls if you like.
Made that one.
It's all clear, guys.
I'll pass.
So two passes?
I made that one. Yeah, I think we're going to find an alternate way to get down.
We got one more stairwell we can try.
Yeah. We can try.
Let's check it. Leave no stone unturned.
Listen rolls.
Fail.
Seems good.
Is there any sort of hallway furniture, like a bench or anything, that we could fabricate another torch out of?
Sure. Yeah. No, you guys can make another torch.
Okay. I'll make another torch.
Okay. Now there are two torches again, so you got a torch. You got a torch, sharpened stake.
Everybody's got a torch.
Fire extinguisher.
Is there an open, any open doors? Open hotel doors?
Nope. There probably was one on the other, you know, when you first came in, there was probably one three or four doors down that was open. where whatever that guy was that you left to bleed out and die.
Yeah.
There was probably one there.
For those of us holding stones, can we see any flickering in through the lobby windows of fire truck lights?
No, sir.
Is anyone... Well, let's do this.
I have an idea.
Yes. Yeah, I do too. What's yours?
There's a... I've got thing a plan. In the bottom of the stairwell.
I'm thinking these stones, as said on the video, may be some sort of protection.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if we can use them as a means to get through these things.
Like a shield? Well, we only have two. There's four of us. What if we hold hands with a stone in between so two of us are holding it at the same time?
I want to hold your hand.
Look, bro. I know, right?
You can't say bro, it's the 90s. It's not a thing yet.
Oh, they say bro in the 90s.
What?
There you go.
why did you not say bro in the 90s? I said bro in the 90s. What part of the 90s did you grow up in? Youngins?
Brother.
Wait, how old are you?
Brother.
What's that?
How old are you?
I am 29 next month.
Okay. So,
get old.
This youngin over here.
Shut up, Cody.
This youngin over here. I'll be 30 next month.
Grats, what are you doing about the stairwell?
No, I was actually being serious about the holding the stone thing. Like, should we all be touching these stones?
That could work. What's your thought? You had an idea.
Okay. If we are facing the courtyard.
Yes,
looking over the rail.
Yes, sir.
How far down from the rail is the gap to the next floor?
I see what you're saying.
I'm going to say that... So, the difference between floors is approximately 12 feet. That's standard. So, from floor to floor is 12. The railing height needs to be, say, 36 to 48 inches. So, that leaves a gap of, what, 7 feet? Does that seem about right? 48 inches would be 4 feet high.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll say there's a gap of... So, you've got railing, floor, looking at it from the side, right? Then you've got a gap of about 8 feet to the top of the next railing. It runs 4 feet than the floor. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So it's about, it would be from floor to floor a 12-foot fall, but that opening is 8 feet before you bounce your face into the banister.
How balanced do you feel?
Tie a bed sheet to the bottom of the rail, step over, swing down.
I like these ideas. These ideas.
Sounds good. I love these ideas in Call of Cthulhu. Troy hates this so much.
You know what? No. My character would not love this idea.
Mine either. I'm a pretty timid fella here.
Could be done.
There's the stairs.
I'm just saying, like,
right? But
I feel like the stone idea seems legitimate. If we're all touching the stones, maybe we'll be okay to get through wherever we're headed.
Luck roll.
Pass.
Con by 4, con by 3.
Made it.
There you go.
Okay. You guys happen to look at his chest. The bump is now nearly 2 inches across, is bright red, and is just... It's beginning to turn black and is extremely painful. You bump it, you actually lose 1 HP. It is hurting like a son of a gun.
Okay, so my thought earlier was to not, like... Yeah. It was to cut this thing out.
I've got a sharp stick and a knife.
Yeah.
Would you like me to try to take care of that for you?
What's your profession again?
He writes books.
I got a steady hand. I'm a writer.
You're a writer, you're a scientist, and you're a baker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean...
Oh, yeah, 46 in biology. I could, you know...
I propose that you guys negotiate who has the steadiest hand for such a process. A baker is good with a knife.
Would that be first aid?
It'll be a medicine roll.
And I permit you to open me up.
Nope.
My medicine is...
Blame world traveling Jim. It is a medicine roll.
First aid?
I will allow you a first aid roll for something else. You can roll first aid right now.
Both mine are at base.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking about... This would be incredibly dangerous to do, which seems obnoxious. But even under the best of conditions, you're a little worried because when you think about cutting out a parasite, you need to make sure you get the parasite.
Yeah.
And at this point, by the naked eye, the parasite is not visible. You got a little black head going on it, but you're not entirely sure if you lance it, which you don't have an experience with. What's your medicine? Non-existent?
Yeah.
Just from a first aid perspective, thinking about slicing open a wound and removing a parasite, you need to make sure you get it. And you don't yet know if you could get it or not. You know what I mean?
If we try and cut this thing open, it may burrow deeper.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What if we stab right into it?
You know he's under that, right?
It's a pocket knife. How deep can it go?
No, it's a pointy stick.
I have a pocket knife.
It's
a
pointed stick.
I'm not going
to
use the pointy stick.
That you
stick.
Used to
That's
use
crazy.
To plunge the toilet.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's sterilized.
I'm not going to use the pointy stick. I'd use the knife.
How about you teach us to defend ourselves against pointed sticks?
Where'd you get your medical degree?
I wrote about it once.
He wrote about it, doctor.
Why don't we get out to the fire trucks and the ambulances?
I don't know if he's going to make it.
I bet you he won't if you stab him in the chest with a pointy stick or a pocket knife. Right,
fine.
Nobody.
Are you guys going to try to fucking Tarzan down to the next row?
Yeah.
After plan?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want to go down the stairs?
I'm just saying, I don't think that rappelling down is going to be any different than walking down. There's still going to be something down there waiting.
I propose.
So you're adding the extra level of danger of falling.
Yeah, yep. So as far as we know, we're slightly safer getting attacked in a stairwell than falling down and dying.
You know what? If I'm going out, I'd rather fall.
There's still the elevator.
The elevator, there's no power.
There's no power.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god, there's an elevator shaft.
Oh, duh.
So we can rappel down the elevator shaft. I'll go to the elevator.
You're going to listen to the guy that's trying to kill us?
Yeah.
For more tales, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and at RancorsBrothel.com.